Hey there, welcome to this week's secret podcast. And today, today's episode is inspired by a story, a true story that I read recently. And it got me thinking about intuition and manifesting and lots of other delightful elements around what we can do, simple things we can do to charge up our manifesting power. So I'm going to dive right in. Folks, I'm not really feeling it. Those were the words passengers heard last April as they sat on the runway in Los Angeles, ready for takeoff to Hawaii. Their American Airlines captain had just been cleared to fly after earlier engine trouble, but then something in his gut said otherwise. Oil pressure in one engine was trending upward. A fuel filter replacement was already scheduled after the plane returned from Hawaii. They said the plane is good to go, he told passengers. But I'm not going to leave the ground if I'm not completely certain we have an airworthy aircraft. The flight never left the gate. It was, of course, a major disruption for everyone on board. And yet, instead of groans or complaints, the cabin filled with applause. Everyone was so pleased. So what has this got to do with manifesting? Well, when you're manifesting something you desire, whether it's a new home by the beach, your soulmate relationship, or a big, beautiful business leap, I love those, your intuition is your co-pilot. It's the voice that says, this feels right, even if it's not logical. Or something's off, even if everything looks fine on paper. So in my own manifesting journey, I've learned intuition isn't always convenient, and you might be able to relate, right? It can tell you to pause when you want to move, to say no when everyone's cheering for a yes, or to take the long way around when you're craving a shortcut. But every time I've trusted my intuition, even when it made zero sense to my logical mind, it's protected me, guided me, and often led me to something far greater than my original plan. And the only way to catch those intuitive whispers is to give them space to be heard, to create enough inner stillness and safety so the nudge rises above the noise of fear or overthinking. So it's one of the biggest reasons why I like to start my day with one healing breath. It helps me clear the static and tune into a calm, clear inner frequency where my intuition speaks the loudest. So here's a fun little experiment you can try this week. Before making a decision, big or small, pause. Take one healing breath of your choice, of the energy of your choice, and you can find more instructions on how to do this on my website, www.chanthaniraja.com. So do that. Take a pause before you make a decision, big or small. Take a pause, take one healing breath of your choice and ask yourself, what feels true here? Or what's my gut telling me in one word or feeling? This is so you don't slip back into the into overthinking, right? So if your answer to one of those questions isn't what you expected, I invite you to trust it anyway. Because guess what? The right no can sometimes be the most powerful yes to the beautiful future you're manifesting. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll be back again very soon with a new path, a new way, a new insight, a new idea on how you can sparkle up, supercharge your manifesting. And in the meantime, here's plenty of sparkling, powerful manifesting vibes being sent your way. And here's to manifesting anything and everything you want.